The recipe for spiritual victory. The recipe for spiritual victory. Did you know that what we did today, what we had today, was a spiritual victory?
Amen.
It was a spiritual victory. That's all there is to it. It was a spiritual victory. And what's the recipe for that? Look at Joshua chapter number 3. Look at verse number 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. This is the beginning of the story of the battle of Jericho. Go to Joshua chapter number 6. Look at verse number 13. Joshua 6:13, and the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually, Joshua 6, verse 13, and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once, and they returned into the camp, so that they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day, that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. Verse 16, and it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. What's the recipe? What we saw today was a spiritual victory. Amen.
Yes.
And I want to be honest with you, as a pastor, I'm not really interested in what happened today if it doesn't continue. Because a spiritual victory, when it happens, that's wonderful, but unless we continue, what happens with that victory? We have to continue as a church. We have to continue moving forward with more spiritual victories and more spiritual victories. Otherwise, Satan gets the victory. Amen? And so, even though we had a wonderful spiritual victory today, and I'm thankful for it, I'm thankful for what the Lord did, we cannot now just sit back on our haunches and say, okay, great, let's just coast for a while.
No way.
And I could get up here and I could just say, you know, hey, let's just take a break for a few months and you know, let's just all, and that's our flesh. That's what we want to do. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to take it easy. And how many say that'd be kind of nice to take it easy? Raise your hand, because I'm with you on that. But you know what? There are other battles that we must face. There are other spiritual victories we must win.
Amen.
We cannot back up. We cannot slow down. We cannot give Satan 1 foot in on us. We must continue battling forward.
Amen.
We must. We must as a church. As soon as you walk out of this room tonight, Satan's going to be on your back, breathing down your neck. Trying to ruin your family, trying to ruin your marriage, trying to get you discouraged, trying to get you to quit, trying to, and on, trying to tempt you, trying to mess up your life. Satan's going to be on you. He's going to be on me. Man, I fought Satan so much this week, he was on me like crazy this week. Every chance he could get, he's throwing things at, you know, just lobbing things. And I'm just saying, we got to be ready. We got to be ready for the next spiritual battle. We cannot just sit down and say, okay, we had a great Sunday, and we did have a wonderful Sunday. And okay, great, we saw some folks saved. No, we can't. We got to keep moving forward. We can't back up. We can't slow down, church. We got to keep moving forward for Christ. What is the recipe for a spiritual victory, though? How do we get to where we were today? You know, we didn't just send out a 10,000-piece mailer and we'll see what happens. That's not what happened. There's some things that go into having a spiritual victory. Number one is spiritual preparation. Spiritual preparation. We see that in Joshua chapter number 3, verse number 5. I love this story in the Bible about the Battle of Jericho. Really, the Battle of Jericho was not a display of military strategy. It was not a display of Joshua's leadership. It was not really a display of how awesome the military power was of Israel. That's not what happened. What we see in Joshua chapter number 6 is a spiritual victory. God's the one that caused those walls to fall. And what I see, though, the first thing I see is a spiritual preparation. Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Can I say this tonight? Everything that happened today on this property was 100% God.
Amen.
It was 100% Him. Any spiritual blessing, any spiritual victory that took place was all Him.
Amen.
If we got up here tonight and said, well, it was us and well, it was our great, the minute we start thinking that way, God will remove His blessing.
Right.
It was all Him. Every soul that was saved on this property today was 100% Him. Every visitor that walked through the door, and by the way, there was quite a few that walked through the door today, wasn't because of us. It was because of Him. Amen? But Joshua said, sanctify yourselves. Prepare yourselves. If we're going to have spiritual victory, we need to be prepared for the next battle. Here are three things real quick. Serious prayer. Serious prayer. We need to be praying. Church family, we need to be in prayer. Listen, when we have a prayer meeting, you need to come to the prayer meeting. Are you awake tonight? When we have a prayer meeting, you ought to be at the prayer meeting.
Amen?
Amen? Listen, I know what Brother So-and-so has to say about the such-and-such team and all this other stuff is all interesting, but when we're praying, we ought to be praying, amen, as a church family. Hey, when we get together with our family, we need to pray for our church, amen? We need to pray for our bus routes, amen? We need to pray for your pastor. You need to pray for these bus captains. We need to pray for the children's church preachers. We need to pray for our church, amen? If we're not in serious prayer, God's not going to bless. It takes preparation. It takes prayer. Only God can do what was done today. Only God can do that.
Yes, sir.
Well, Brother Engel and I have been talking back and forth about the next building that we have to build someday. And we're going to build it. Amen?
Yep.
We're going to build it. Amen?
Yeah.
We're going to do it. This time when we put up the walls, Brother John, we're going to do it right the first time. Amen? And we're going to build these walls and we're going to build this church someday. We're going to build a church building someday. And but when we get to that point, we need to pray that the Lord provides for that. Because we can't do it ourselves, can we? Say, how much is it going to cost? I don't know, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million. I don't know how much it's going to cost. But I know this, we don't have it. We're going to have to pray for it.
Amen.
And then we're going to have to pray that God fills up the building. Hey, we're going to start new bus routes. By the way, we need a bus captain and a bus driver right now. We need that right now. We need that right now. Are you going to take that spot? Church family, we need to pray for the harvest, that the Lord would send forth laborers into its harvest. We need less people backing up and more people stepping forward.
Amen.
We need to pray for that.
Amen.
Amen? It takes preparation. Spanish ministry, we need to pray that God fills this room up at 11:30 for your service, full of people that can hear the gospel. We need to pray.
Amen.
We can't just show up to church and expect things to happen. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to ask God for His power. We need to. We need to sanctify ourselves and be in serious prayer. And then next, we need sanctified people. You know what sanctified means is set apart, holy. Holiness. Having no sin in our life. You know what the story of this Jericho, the Battle of Jericho, chapter number 6. You know what happens in chapter number 7? Achan. Achan. Achan took what he shouldn't have took and he hid it under his tent. And all I thought about was this, church family, we have a big spiritual victory like we had today and the devil's going to be on us like that. And if we're not careful, we'll hide some sin under our tents. And we'll have things going on in our lives. And listen, we need to sanctify ourselves. Every single bus captain needs to sanctify themselves. Every single children's church preacher, every single Sunday school teacher, all the staff, the pastor, we all must sanctify. We can't have sin in our lives.
Amen.
We can't have stuff hidden under the tent. We need to clean it out. We need to clean it out. I'm afraid that sometimes we sin, and because nobody knows about it, we think it's okay. Because it's hidden real good under the tent, we think it's all right. Who knows about it, though? He does. Serious prayer, sanctify people, sacrificial people. A sacrificial people. You sacrificed so much this week, I know. I know we sacrificed. You know what we have to do, though, to win the next battle? Sacrifice again.
Amen.
It's a sacrifice to come early. It's a sacrifice to give up your parking spot. It's a sacrifice to sit in the overflow room. It's a sacrifice to give extra so that we can buy hot dogs. And it's a sacrifice to give extra to bring 70 on your bus. It's a sacrifice to have 45 kids in the nursery. It's a sacrifice. But if we're going to prepare, we have to be prepared to sacrifice. There is a spiritual preparation that takes place. The reason why God blessed today, because we did some spiritual preparing. We prayed. That list of people, those names that we got together, we put together, we prayed over that. That was a preparation. We're asking God to do something special, and He did.
Amen.
Did you notice that God did something special today?
Amen.
It's because we prepared.
Right.
spiritually for it. Yeah, we painted the lines in the parking lot. And yes, we did all that to the fence and all that. That's not spiritual preparation. That's just physical preparation. And that goes without saying. But there's spiritual preparation that must take place. Jesus said in John 12:32. Let's go there real quick. John 12:32. I only have 3 pages of notes tonight. Normally my messages are 8 to 9 pages, so I'm almost halfway done. Amen. John chapter number 12, look at verse number 32. The Bible says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." Jesus is, of course, talking. I not only notice a spiritual preparation, but a scriptural plan. If we're going to have spiritual victory, we need to follow the scriptural plan to victory.
Yeah.
Back in Joshua chapter number 6, you can read, and we won't read it all tonight, but you can see in Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 1, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. They were afraid of Israel." Verse number 2, Joshua 6, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor, and ye shall compass the city." Notice this. He gives them specific instructions on what to do. Compass the city, all the men of war. Go round about it, city once. Thou shalt do this for 6 days. And then he goes on and says, the 7th day. And he gives them specific instructions. You know what God was saying? This is how I want you to do this. This is what I want you to do. Very specifically, he told them what to do and how to do it. And can I say this tonight, church family? We are going to do things scripturally in this church.
Amen.
We're going to reach people scripturally in this church. We might be able to build a facade of success by doing things outside of scripture, but we're not going to do it in this church. Listen, we could probably draw a little bit of people by having entertainment on this platform. We could probably draw a certain type of people. If you look at some of the churches that are taking place today, you might look at those churches on Instagram or on Facebook or somebody new, and you see, oh, wow, look at that. They had such a great crowd of people. Let me tell you something. They're drawing people into their churches using methods that are not scriptural, and it's not going to last. They're creating a group, a culture of people that are not committed to Christ. They're committed to a worship band. They're not committed to Christ. They're addicted to the feeling of worship. They're not committed to going out on the bus routes and reaching the lost. They're committed to coming for 1 hour a week and throwing a couple bucks in the plate. That's what they're committed to. We're not going to reach people that way. We're going to reach them scripturally. You say, how do we reach them scripturally? Matthew chapter number 28, verse 19 through 20. "Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel." We're going to go. We're going to win. We're going to baptize. And we're going to teach. That's the scriptural method of reaching the lost. And we got to follow the scriptural plan. I see that have a spiritual victory. God told Joshua exactly how to do it. And you know what Joshua did? What did he do? Did he obey or did he disobey? He obeyed. And God brought a spiritual victory. Joshua could have never done it on his own. You know what, God, would be awesome? You know what would be awesome, God? Is if we got some electric guitars, and when you said, blow the trumpet, no. You know what would be awesome, God, is if we got up our mighty men, and maybe at night, when they're least expecting us, we scale up the wall. Joshua could have tried to come up with his own plan, his own strategies, because he's so smart, you know? But you know what God said? Just do it the way I told you to do it. Just follow the plan. And church family, we're going to follow the plan. Amen?
Amen.
We have a plan in place. And we're going to keep doing it the way that the scripture tells us to do it. If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. We're going to lift up Christ in this church.
Amen.
We're going to tell people about Christ in this church. We're going to go soul winning in this church.
Amen.
We're not going to stop going soul winning in this church. He said, I'm not going to go. That's fine. We're not going to stop going soul winning in this church. I'm not going to stop preaching. It's time to go soul winning in this church. On Saturdays, you should be going soul winning if you can in this church. You can't go Saturday, then you ought to have some tracks. Uh-oh. Oh, that's right. It's Easter. We can't use them anymore. We got to have, by the way, we have brand new tracks coming in. I'm excited for next week. The theme is going to be, how about a fresh start or something like that, having a fresh start. I'm just saying, we should be going soul winning, amen?
Amen.
We need to be going, We need to be going soul winning, amen?
Amen.
I understand we have our schedules and all those types of things, but man, witness to your coworker. That's the scriptural method. Witness to your neighbor. Witness to that lady at the soccer match. Witness to somebody at the grocery store. Be a witness.
Amen.
We're going to go to Sunday school. Amen.
Right.
After you get saved, you're supposed to be taught. That's what the Bible teaches.
Amen.
Go ye therefore, Lord, win them to Christ, baptize them, and then teach them. That's Sunday school. Amen. And we learn in Sunday school. Right. See, I don't need to go to Sunday school. I know everything the Bible says already. We ought to go to Sunday school. Amen. You ought to have a Sunday school class. You ought to pick a Sunday school class. I'm going to go to that. Why? Because we need to learn the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to be following the Scripture plan. And by the way, we ought to be teaching somebody else.
Amen.
We ought to be teaching somebody else. When we get to the point where we've been discipled and we start teaching the Bible, we ought to be able to teach somebody else. That's the scriptural plan.
Right.
And we could try to bring a band in here and we could try to have a lower the lights down and have a nice production and make everything all super comfortable and give out Mountain Dew and popcorn and we, that some of you probably, that's a good idea tonight, amen. And then we could do all this stuff and I could stop wearing a tie. And we could do all this stuff and try to get people to come in. Or we could follow the scriptural plan.
Yeah.
He says wearing a tie, scriptural, don't take it too far. I'm just saying we can follow the scriptural plan, amen. Go, win, baptize, teach, amen. I want to have spiritual victory in my own life. I want to have spiritual victory in our church. Listen, we need to do what the Bible says to do. Amen?
Amen.
Number three, for spiritual victory, and I'm done, there needs to be a submitted people. Look at Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 20. This just really hit me. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. That was the plan. The plan was, is when the priests blew the trumpets, the people
shout.
So I'm going to blow a trumpet and you shout. Ready? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, charge! Hey, but you know what I saw in that passage of Scripture? I saw a bunch of people walking around this building. And you know, I'm thinking, they're probably thinking to themselves, Brother Ted, this is crazy. This is nuts. I've thought that about myself. What are you doing? This is nuts. And they're probably walking around that building, and the priests are like, okay, you ready? When we blow the trumpet, you got to shout. You ready? Okay, and they just keep walking. Okay, this is the fifth time. Now, on the sixth time, or the seventh time, when I blow the trumpet, and I could just see these people getting ready for this, and God told them what to do, and the priests were going to blow the trumpets, and the people's job was to what?
Shout.
Their job was to shout. You know what I thought to myself? Those were some submitted people. Because here's what I'm thinking. As soon as we shout, they're going to come out and kill us. You know. I'm just thinking, they were, but you know what they did? You know what those people did? When the priests blew the trumpets, they shouted.
Right.
None of them died, by the way. Not one. The priests blew the trumpet, they did what God told them to do, and they shouted. And I just wrote it down, submitted people. God gave Joshua and Israel the victory that day because the people showed up, they marched around Jericho, and when the priests blew the trumpets, there they were in their place and they shouted at the top of their lungs. It's just a simple thought. We just need to be in our place, ready to shout.
Amen.
We just need to be in our place, ready to do the job. Listen, today, when those new people came in on this property, there was somebody there with a handshake and a bulletin. They were in their place, ready to shout. When the folks raised their hand today for salvation, we had altar workers ready to go, ready in their place, ready to shout. Man, when one of those buses go down, we got Brother Soto and Brother Paul ready to go, ready to shout. When bus kids start fighting, we got security guards out in the parking lot ready to go, really seriously ready to shout. Amen? Hey, when those kids need their diaper changed, we got nursery workers ready to go, ready to shout. When the kids are ready to go on the bus, we got bus workers ready to go, ready to shout. We got the Spanish people coming in here. We got Spanish people ready to go, ready to shout. That's all I'm saying. It's simple. We just need to be here, ready to go, ready to shout. When the trumpet blows, we're here. We're ready to go. We're ready to shout. But you know what? Sometimes the trumpets are blown and nobody's to be found. We need to be in our place. We need to be in our place, ready to go, ready to shout. Amen?
Amen.
Mrs. Hoffert, you work so hard in this church. Every time we call her, she's ready to go. Sometimes it's way too late we call you. Hey, we have a banquet tomorrow. Is there any way you could? No, I'm just kidding. We don't do it. She's ready to go, ready to shout. And there's folks in this church, I know. I mean, they're just ready to go. Anything that needs to be done, I'm right there. We had fellas out working today, and they were outside, and this needs to happen. And by the way, although there's a lot going on, there could be some things to complain about. Well, I just think we should have been able to walk around 3 times instead of 7 times. That would have been a lot more economical. I just think that I should be able to walk in front. And there's always times, always things that we can complain about. I understand that. But when the end of the day, when the walls fall down, let's just be thankful the walls fell down. Amen.
Amen.
Be in our place, ready to go, ready to shout. God uses people to get His work done. But you know what? We don't have to be perfect. We just need to be ready to go, ready to shout. Abraham was old, but he was there, and God used him. Elijah was suicidal at one point, but God used him. Joseph was abused. Job went bankrupt. Moses had a speech problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. The Samaritan woman was divorced. Noah was a drunk. Jeremiah was young. Jacob was a cheater. David was a murderer. Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Peter denied Christ 3 times. Martha worried about everything. Zacchaeus was small and money hungry. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Paul was a Pharisee and persecuted Christians before he became one. Well, we could talk about how unperfect we are, couldn't we? But you know what? All we need to do is be ready to go. Ready to shout. When we're needed. Amen. When the invitation's going on and people are getting saved, we need to be ready to go. When it's time to sing, we need to sing. Amen. When it's time to work, we need to be there and work. When it's time to say amen, we say amen.
Amen.
When it's time to shout, we shout. We just need to be ready to go, ready to shout. I'll close with this. There's a wall surrounding us of Satan's power. And in case you hadn't noticed, it seems like it's closing in on us. You walk onto a public school campus or into a Walmart, and you can see Satan's influence all around us. You turn on the news and the television, and I'm just saying that Satan's power, it's all around us like a wall. But you know what? We don't have to be more powerful than Satan or his wall. All we have to do is be willing to march around it like the Lord tells us to do and be ready to shout when it's time to shout. When D.L. Moody was just starting his ministry, he heard a preacher say, "The world has yet to see what God can do with a man fully surrendered to Him." Moody that night said, "By God's grace, I'll be that man." It is said that Moody shook 2 continents for God, and over 1 million souls came to Christ under his preaching ministry. Amen. Moody had little formal education and was not a polished speaker, but God greatly used his life. At a memorial service some years after Moody's death, evangelist R.A. Torrey, who had been one of his closest friends, said, quote, "The first thing that accounts for God's using D.L. Moody so mightily was that he was a fully surrendered man. Every ounce of that 280-pound body belonged to God. Everything he was and everything he had belonged wholly to God." God doesn't need a bunch of perfect people. Amen. He doesn't necessarily need a perfect church. He doesn't need us to have everything just right. You know what he needs? A surrendered people.
Amen.
Ready to march, ready to shout. Let's pray together.